What's good, baby?
Hey, Mike. So, why Philadelphia?
I asked that, why not Philadelphia? So, I look, all signs point up to me. So, I don't see a reason why not to be in Philly. I feel like it's a great time, a great city. So, why not? I heard great things about the locker room.
Were there any other choices that you were thinking about, possibilities?
I had a lot of options, honestly, but it was only a few teams that I wanted to go to. I passed up on other opportunities, more money, but that wasn't my focus. My focus is to try to give myself the best chance to compete at a high level and get to the championship. And, you know, obviously they're the Super Bowl champs here, and they have a locker room, a strong culture that's ready to go. And I can just step in and try and play a role in whatever the team needs me to do, go out and compete.
How much do you have left?
How much do I have left? Probably like 10, 15 years. But, you know, I'm going to try to shut it down after a few more. But I have a lot. My gas tank ain't even halfway yet. So we good.
Mike, how much is the opportunity to play with a quarterback like Carson playing to your
decision? 99%. 99. The other 1% was the rest of the team. So, you know, I look at him, man. I'm impressed by the way he plays football, the way he moves in the pocket, the way he throws the football, and just, you know, his competitiveness. Like, you can see it. Last year we had those guys down, not this past season, the year before last, and they just kept fighting. And I saw what he had. You know, I saw the team. So, honestly, going into that game, I thought we were going to blow them out. They were a young team, but the quarterback was playing crazy, and guys were making plays, and you saw that they were competitive. But I didn't see this coming. And then last year, I just watched them throughout the year. And you've seen the team grow in a way. They were just putting up points. And it was exciting.
In your career, you've been known as a deep threat. Is that the type of role you anticipate here?
I plan on whatever coaches need me to do. I plan on making plays. So if it's a short pass, long pass, I'm with it all. It don't matter to me. But, you know, that's a stereotype. I don't know, you know, I've had a lot of deep passes. But I had caught a lot of short passes too, and I ran a lot of routes. So, you know, people, I guess when one person says something, everybody just piggyback off it and you get a stereotype. But I don't care. I'm over 8,000 yards, 60 touchdowns, over 500 catches. You don't just do that running go routes. So people say whatever they want, but I'm going to make plays.
How did this come about with the Eagles? Were they always on your radar? Was it something that evolved slowly?
Or? Yeah, you know, once the process started, they showed interest, and, you know, we just kind of kept it around and just try to see and work through it. Like I said, I had the options, but I wanted the best chance, and I feel like this was my best opportunity to make a run. This is my 10th year, you know. Can't play this game forever, so you know you don't want to come out feeling empty. I want to get a ring in. Like I said, this team is ready to go. It's gonna have to be a lot of hard work to get back to where they were, but at the same time, I heard a lot of great things about the group and guys that's ready to work, and I'm just trying to fall in line.
You've had to adjust to new schemes, new quarterbacks a few times throughout your career. Mm-hmm. What's the toughest part about that, and how long have you been taking it so
comfortable? Toughest part, you know, obviously just learning your quarterback. You know, everybody's different. That's just the same way with a quarterback to a wide receiver. It's just learning how they like you to run routes, like their ball placement and things like that. But it shouldn't take long. You have a whole off season. You have training camp. So 2 weeks, hopefully. Hopefully.
You might not have that time with Carson because he's come back from the injury. Is that something where you can learn on the fly if you don't really get a lot of passes from him in week one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can. But at the same time, I've been through situations where it's been an adjustment and it takes time. But, you know, you can just work on that throughout watching film and things like that. But until he gets out there, there's no way really to simulate it. But I think he's a great young quarterback who's fired up, and if we'd have whatever extra reps we need to get to try to get up to speed and get it going, I'm all for it.
Mike, you mentioned that stereotype of being categorized as a deep threat, but you have quite a few plays, whether it be a slant in which you caught it and you took it to distance. Does that kind of piss you off a little? You don't want when you get categorized?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, as long as my teammates know what type of guy I am and my coaches know what type of guy I am, it is what it is. It's a world where you can't please everybody, and shit, 99% of the people, I don't even know them. So I really could care less what they really have to say about me. I'm going to go out and continue to be Mike. I've been playing 10 years being Mike and not worry about what other people say. So that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Mike,
Mike, you've been through free agency before.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from going through it?
It's not all about money. Every time. But when I'm young, I'm going to get the money. I can't lie to you. But now in my 10 year, my mom's good. My girl's good. My family's good. So at this point, it's about me and trying to win and be a champion. You know, like I said, when you're young, you have a different agenda. And, you know, I didn't try to come into this game and to leave out empty handed. I had to secure the bag, and I did that. So now it's time to try to secure a ring.
What do you already know on the team, and did you reach out to anybody before your time?
Well, they kind of reached out to me, but I didn't know many guys, maybe three. I knew Timmy was on my team in Baltimore. I know Alshon. I know Malcolm. And Ellaby was on my team. But, you know, I know Helode. So I know a couple guys. You know, not a whole bunch, maybe like five.
Have you talked to Alshon about you guys working
together? Yes, I talked to him. He was one of the first people I talked to, actually, before I even signed. As soon as you know, the interest came about, we kind of talked just to see the culture. I wanted to know the culture of the team, the people around. And, you know, I figured he'd be a straight shooter, and he was telling me some good things. You know, Carson reached out to me. You know, that was good. So, you know, ready to go.
And so with you, Alshon Nelson, what kind of receiving core do you think
it's going to be? I think it's going to be great. You know, they have – and don't forget about Mac and the other guys. So we're going to be a group. We're going to make it happen. Those guys are the defending world champions, man. I'm just trying to come in and play my part and just do whatever I can to help the team win. And, you know, make people know I'm not old, I'm not washed, and whatever else they got to say, like my man said. So, you know, I really don't care about them, but they're going to see when we play.
What's going back to Baltimore
in option? Kind of, but because I was there, but not really.
It's well known that combine you ran a 4.33.
Yeah, my hamstring was tweaked that day, so, you know, would have went 4.1 probably.
I was going to ask you what your speed like now compared to that.
Probably like 4.3. I told you my hamstring was tweaked that day, so, you know, I was running slow. That was a bad day for me, you know, so I had plans on breaking the record when I got there, but, you know, it had me tweaked up, but, it's, you know, he's good. Still not going to stop the show. I think I can run a 4.3. Whenever you want to race, just let me know. Yeah, whenever you're ready, just let me know, baby. We could do it. I'm with it, always.
How have you been able to maintain that speed over your time? You know, being
God's plan, man. Just blessed. You know, I work hard, too. You know, during the off season, I try to take care of myself, work hard. I work out with some good guys, some good trainers. So, you know, just then I look at the young guys. I play with some fast guys. So, like, Brashad and them, look at those guys. I got a measure off film. So, you know, I just look at them and I work to try to stay like those guys. And I always work out with younger guys so I can keep myself young and feel young and, you know, keep being energetic. So when I work out with them, I'm moving just as fast as them, so I feel great.
As you've gotten older, have you had to change the way you take care of your body?
Yeah. When I first got to the league, I was eating McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. Like, I don't eat that type of stuff no more. So I just had to slow that down, you know, just be a pro. You know, when you young, you don't know any better. But, you know, I've been around some great guys who teach me along the way, and I've gotten better. Could still be better, but.
On the flip side of that, do you kind of take that role now with younger players?
Yeah. It's weird, though, but I do it. It's weird, though, because it's like I always have guys, I tell them, they text me, like, what up, OG? I'm like, OG? I'm like, man, I'm 30 years old. What are you talking about, 31 now? So it's just weird when you get to the other side and how funny it is, how guys start looking up to you like you're the older guy and been around when you just feel like you're taking a day at a time and you look up and, wow, it's 10 years later. It's crazy.
That was a loaded draft class of receivers. Mm-hmm. How much have you stacked yourself up against those guys? And
which ones?
Be proud of the fact that you're the leading receiver.
Yeah, just look at the numbers, man. We do that. This is what we do. I told those guys when I was coming out for the draft that I was the best. Looking at what? You what? You know, it's not always about the highly touted guys, man. It's about the guy who has the grind, the work ethic. You know, I don't need the cameras. I don't need the light. I don't need none of that. But at the end of the day, when I finished playing football, you could say I was only a deep threat, this, that. But when I finish and you look at the numbers, they're going to know I was productive. So that's all that matters to me. And my mom is happy. So I'm good.
Any more questions?
Well, you were the leading receiver in Baltimore last year.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like, you know, a change was necessary from either side?
I mean, I think we might have had, what, 30th ranked offense? Something like that. Change is needed. It's business. Me personally, I never take anything personal. I don't care what it is. Like, when this game, I've seen everything. So nothing surprises me when something happens. So I didn't have any feelings towards it. Honestly, I was just whatever. I was just looking for a good situation. I was a free agent. I had no ill will towards them. I don't think it was any towards me. You know, it was all love. But at the end of the day, it's business, and I have no problem with it.
I know you're brand new to the Eagles, but you've been on both sides of the Steelers and Ravens rivalry. Are you aware of some of the rivalries that the Eagles have within this division of the NFC Eagles?
I mean, not as much, but obviously I watch the games. But, I mean, I'm not sure what's the biggest rival, Cowboys, the Giants, or the Redskins, but we'll be ready for all three. So they're all a rivalry when we line up. I don't care who it is. So I'm not too familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure my teammates will get me right and be like, look, this week, this is the week. So, yeah, so, but I feel like that every week. So we'll see, man. But I'm not too familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure my teammates will run me up to speed.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks, everyone.
All right, baby. All right, y'all. Nice to meet you, baby.
Nice to meet you, big dog.
All right, y'all have a good one.